You know, we're getting a puppy during the holidays, because I told my husband, you know, we had to put our 15-year-old dog down earlier this year. So we said end of the year while we're at home so we can train him or her and blah, blah, blah. So my husband's really been talking about it. I was like, oh, my God. So we're getting a puppy. So I'm going to be happy to be home with the new puppy. That's going to be nice for me. I don't have any kids at home or anything, but a nice puppy, yeah.
And research has proven that there's something about dogs and puppies. Mm-hmm. It relaxes your, I mean, it literally affects your endorphins.
I love it.
And relaxes the body.
Yeah.
That's amazing.
Can't wait.
And that's a good thing.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
For that outdoor, determine your spending limit.
Yes.
And stay there. Now, see, this is a mental transition, too, because the outdoor is also driven by some other things.
Mm-hmm.
They're driven by ego.
Wow.
They're driven by a perception that they must be the best.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And that is usually undergirded by a low lack of or a lack of self-esteem.
Self-esteem, that's right, whether you know it or not. Mm-hmm.
There are some things you're going to have to do.
Mm-hmm.
Figure out why you must outdo.
Yes.
Figure out how this paradigm came to your mental state.
Mm-hmm.
What's going on in your subconscious that make you feel that if you don't outdo, then you're less than?
Right.
Because that's what's driving you.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So you've got to figure out where that driver is coming from. You know, we talk all the time about drivers.
Mm-hmm.
If you don't know what your subconscious drivers are, you will always be a victim to your subconscious drivers.
Yes.
So you need to figure out why is it you got to do people.
Mm-hmm.
Why you always got to be number one? Why you always got to shine? Why could you just sit back and chill?
But you're not, you whether you know it or not, outdoers, you're not in competition with anybody but yourself.
Oh, excellent point.
Because nobody's looking at you saying, look at my stuff. Mm-hmm. You're going to do better than me. Nobody's even doing that.
Mm-mm.
But you're in competition with yourself.
Yes.
That's the interesting part.
And isn't that a way to beat yourself up?
Yes.
You're in competition with yourself.
With you, right?
I mean, look at this as a battle in a boxing ring.
Mm-hmm.
Nobody out there but you. And you're exhausted. You're exhausted because you're fighting yourself.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, my gosh.
Mm-hmm. It's so true.
You got to slow down.
Yeah.
Figure out why you're this way. Why is this mental processing? Why are you self-talking this way?
That's right.
And you got to change your self-talk.
Yeah.
And sometimes that means you're going to have to physically restrain yourself from going there.
Say, I'm good enough. That's what you need to be saying to yourself. I'm good enough. And let me give you a tip on the money thing. When you have a budget and you say, this is what I'm going to spend, go get that in cash. Leave your credit cards at home at all times. And when your cash is gone, you're finished. So that will make you budget. That will make you do the things and not overspend.
Mm-hmm.
Actually, it will make you even a little bit more savvy. You look at the sales, you compare prices, you do everything you're supposed to do to have enough money to do what you need for that list.
Mm-hmm.
And I know I'm not a outdoor, but that's how I budget during the holidays. I do cash only, and when my cash is gone, it's gone.
That's it.
Yep.
And that's the best strategy. And honestly, that's your strategy for financial wealth building anyway.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So if you don't want to be broke by the end of the year.
I'm telling you.
Perfect strategy.
Yeah.
Perfect strategy.
You do not want to go into January over budget and having to play catch up because it takes
a
minute.
That's right.
Yeah.
And get this thought out of your mind. I can do this in December because I'll be filing income taxes in January and getting more money in February.
Right. Mm-hmm.
Think about what else you could spend that money in February on. If you don't have to pay over budgeting from December.
Right.
So get, because I've heard people say that.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I can do this and I can pay off my credit card when I get my income tax. Baby, you're not advancing.
Right. That's keeping you. That's keeping you on the wheel. Right. That's keeping you on the hamster wheel right there.
Yes, it is. So forget about your income tax return in February or March or whenever you're going to get it.
Mm-hmm.
Focus on making sure you're maximizing your spending habit in December.
Right.
Okay?
Mm-hmm.
Hopefully everybody had a fantastic Thanksgiving and you're ready for the holidays.
Mm-hmm.
It's here,
but
now you got to slow down.
So talk about the pessimist, because I think that, you know, That's an entire family issue sometimes, yes, because you got to deal with that person.
And there are several categories. Some of the pessimists, and this is at the low end, those who just hate the holidays.
Mm-hmm.
Some of them are single,
mm-hmm.
and they're lonely.
Yeah.
Some of them are older, and they're feeling that their best years are behind them.
Wow.
But some of them are mothers and fathers with children.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just a thought of everything that has to be done
yeah.
during the holidays. And it goes back to what you just said. I've got to do this for work.
Mm-hmm.
I've got to do this for my kids. I've got to do this for my husband or my wife. I've got to do this for the church. I've got to do this for my sorority. I've got to do this for
yes.
my community event. I got to do, I got to do, I got to do.
Mm-hmm.
I only have so much dollar at the end of the month.
Mm-hmm.
And I still got to do, got to do, got to do. Figure out what you really have to do.
Have to do, yeah.
And then put everything else on a back burner because
mm-hmm.
you don't have to do anything.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to take the Christmas. I'm going to take the career path. At a Christmas party, you don't have to be the one to volunteer to put things together.
Right.
Okay? You don't have to buy a gift for everybody in your office.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Okay? Pull names if you want to do anything.
Yeah.
You don't have to be the one that shines at the Christmas party with the biggest gift or the best gift for the boss.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so figure out what it is that you really have to do and then determine how you can do it best for you and your family dynamic.
Right.
Otherwise, you will always hate Christmas.
Mm-hmm.
And what a wonderful season. You don't want to hate this season.
Yeah.
You don't want to hate the opportunity to show homage to the Jesus who came and died for you.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Also, remember this. You can put a moratorium on the commercialism.
Yes, you can.
You can say, you know something, the greatest gifts are handmade gifts anyway. Something that I make personally. Or you can say, we're not going to spend more than this.
Right.
You can do some limitations that prohibit commercialism from taking over your household
mm-hmm.
during this wonderful holiday season. Now, on the far end, those with SAD, the seasonal affective disorder,
mm-hmm.
or those who get clinically depressed, you don't need to be by yourself. Get some help. Talk to somebody. Because what happens is, on that far side of pessimism, people start to isolate.
Mm.
They go into their homes at, you know, they don't decorate. They go into their homes when they get home.
Mm-hmm.
They don't watch television or they try to watch anything but that doesn't have Christmas, which is almost
right,
impossible.
Right.
And they get further and further into the pit.
Mm-hmm.
It's okay to get help. It's okay to tell your pastor, can you refer me to somebody?
Yeah.
It's okay to contact your, if you work, most organizations have an EAP, Employee Assistance
mm-hmm.
Program.
Mm-hmm.
It's okay to talk to a clinical counselor, Christian counselor. It's okay, but don't suffer in silence. Because those who suffer in silence who are clinically depressed often may take it to the nth degree
right.
and try to harm themselves.
Right, right.
So if you need help, get help. Now, this is for individuals who might know somebody
right.
with SAD
mm-hmm.
or who is depressed.
Mm-hmm.
Reach out to them.
Spend time. It doesn't take
Spend
anything.
Spend time with them.
Talk
Ask
to them.
Ask them out for
yeah,
breakfast.
Yeah.
Ask them out for coffee.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Do something.
My mom's best friend, who died some years ago, she would come to our house every Christmas morning and just have a cup of coffee or whatever breakfast we had because her husband had died some years ago. So when her husband passed, like 20 years ago, but so from that point on, every Christmas morning, she would come to our house.
Wow.
And we would have gifts for her, and we would make her smile and laugh and just sit down with her and everything. And, you know, and when the times when she couldn't come, we would go to her.
You reached out.
Yep. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And it probably kept her going until
she could
get past that slump.
It did.
And you build friendship.
Mm-hmm. That was her best friend. That was one of her best friends. Yep. Mm-hmm.
You build those relationships that are forever lasting.
Mm-hmm.
So reach out, okay? If you are a woman and you like to entertain, let me reemphasize that. You like
right.
to entertain.
That's your thing.
If that's your thing.
Right.
Have some people come over.
Mm-hmm.
Let's watch a movie.
Invite some single people over.
Yeah.
I always invite my single friends in with our family, always.
Yes.
Because yeah.
most of them... If you don't invite them, they're probably going to be home alone
mm-hmm.
on Christmas for
mm-hmm.
Christmas dinner.
Mm-hmm.
So think about what you can do that's not going to stress you out to help somebody else.
Right.
So let's go through real quick some guidelines. It's literally called the slow down movement for the holidays. Literally.
I love it.
Because it's become such a consistent and prevailing problem.
Yes.
So, one, unplug for a day.
Mm-hmm.
At least one, you're going to have lots of things to do during the holiday season. That's a given.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? But lots of things to do doesn't mean overburdened. So one day a week, do nothing. Get off work, go home. You say, no, something. I'm not going to think about cooking.
Right.
I'm not going to pre-do anything. I'm not going to I'm going to go home and just
exhale. Watch TV. Put the fireplace on. Have some hot chocolate and some popcorn.
Oh my God, some warm apple cider. Yeah. Some hot chocolate.
Yeah.
Watch a Christmas
mm-hmm.
movie.
Mm-hmm.
Chill. Just do nothing. Unplug for a day.
Yeah.
Two. Slow down.
Mm-hmm.
When you find yourself getting frazzled, don't get frustrated. Realize your body is saying, let me stop.
Mm-hmm.
Let me get into my quiet place. And whatever it is that relaxes you, do it.
And breathe.
And
sometimes
breathe.
Sometimes we're just running, so we're not even breathing. I just remember times like that. And now I will tell myself, just breathe, girl.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
If exercise is your thing,
yep.
go take a run.
Oh, yeah.
Go walk.
Mm-hmm.
Okay?
Go walk on the treadmill.
If baking
yeah.
is your thing,
mm-hmm.
just bake something that you like to eat.
Yeah.
Not for anybody else.
Mm-hmm.
Go bake you some cookies.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? Make you some soup. I love Christmas movies. When I want to unplug, I close my door. I put me on my I stay on Hallmark anyway. I put my Christmas movie on, get me some hot tea, and I'm in hog heaven.
Mm-hmm.
Okay?
Mm-hmm.
Whatever relaxes you. When you feel yourself getting to that frazzled point, do it.
Yeah.
Get in your prayer closet. Talk to Daddy.
Amen.
Remember the reason
mm-hmm.
for the season.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Three, discover small things that bring joy.
Yeah.
Maybe we can't build snowmans here in Atlanta.
Mm-mm.
But honey, you can go out and see some of the lights with your children.
Oh yeah,
they
drive around.
Beautiful communities.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Beautiful light
That's
shows.
Nice. That's nice. Yeah.
That don't cost you anything.
Yeah. Yeah.
So do something small that brings you joy with you and your family.
Mm-hmm.
And this is the critical thing here. Learn to say no. Don't be ashamed of saying no.
Right.
And don't let people make you feel guilty for saying no.
Yeah.
If it's not for you, and sometimes we have to pray. Because sometimes people are asking us to do very altruistic things.
Mm-hmm.
They're asking us to give back.
Mm-hmm.
They're asking us to help, which is wonderful. That's a good strategy during the holiday.
Right,
help somebody.
Mm-hmm.
But you can't do everything for everybody.
You cannot. Mm-mm.
So ask God what you need to say yes to and what you don't need to say
yes
to.
Yes, yes, I agree.
But bottom line, keep your expectations realistic.
Mm-hmm.
Focus on what time you really do have in the schedule of a 24-hour day. Factor in time for you to rest, to
yes.
sleep, to take care of you. And then be there for the people you love. And a key here, if you don't like somebody, you don't have to be around them during the holiday time.
This is so true.
Not
oh,
even
my
family.
And see, and
okay.
that, one of the stressors was family gatherings because a lot
right.
of people don't get along with family or they don't
That's
get along
right.
with this one person. Or it's always a fight in the family during the holidays,
yes.
you know?
So why would you invite somebody you don't like to your house?
Yeah.
That's bad energy.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. You're just asking
it's the
for it.
Season, ladies and gentlemen, have a good time.
Yeah.
And remember the reason for the season.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. It's going to be a glorious time.
Yes.
Dr. Bree, tell everybody where they can reach out to you.
You can reach me at my email address. You can email me at Proverbs, book in the Bible, PEACE. At gmail.com, proverbspeace@gmail. Please feel free to contact me at 404-510-7880, 404-510-7880, and visit our website, proverbspeace.org.
All right. We will talk to you next month on another great subject. Thank you so much for joining
yes,
us.
Yes, ma'am. Have a great holiday, everyone.